أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. من اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث رسولا. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke firstly about the ayah, the sign of night, and the sign of day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the reason why He has created the night dark and why He has made the day bright. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke of how the deeds that determine the fate of every individual is tied up with him, meaning it remains with him until he passes away. And then on the day of Qiyamah, his book of records will be presented before him and he will be asked to study it himself. In ayah number 15 of Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Manih tada, the one who finds guidance, who goes out looking for guidance and then finds the guidance. فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ Then he does so. He finds guidance only to his own benefit. Only. Innama. Allah says it's only for his own benefit. By him finding guidance, he is not benefiting Allah in any way. And by him going astray, he is not causing Allah harm in any way. We are not doing any favors to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we find guidance and when we do acts of worship and ibadah. It's appreciated by Allah. Without doubt, indeed, every act of piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates it. But it is for our own benefit and for our own good. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the one who goes astray, فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا He is going astray to his own detriment. That is what it is. He is harming no one or nothing but himself. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, on the day of Qiyamah, the bearer of any burden will not carry the burden of another. So no person will carry the sin, will carry the burden of any other person. Whether that other person may be your parents, whether it may be your children, whether it may be your siblings, any relative of yours, no matter who that relative is, that own person, every single individual will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carrying his own burden. From here the Mufassirin explain that it is understood that the children of the disbelievers will not be punished and will not be held accountable because they will not carry the burden of their parents. So even though their parents were mushrikeen, were polytheists and they were disbelievers, the children who passed away before the age of puberty will not be subjected to any form of punishment because of the disbelief and the polytheism of their parents. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا The next thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us is that we shall never punish a people, we shall never punish a community until we have sent a Rasul unto them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if a messenger did not come to a people and to a community, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for whatever reason, decided that no Nabi will go to a certain community and to a certain people, and the message of that messenger also did not reach them. So one is a messenger did not come to them, and the message of the messenger did not reach them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, such a community also will not be subjected to any punishment. And from here, the Mufassirin deduced that if you have a people in a community to whom a messenger was not sent, and the message of the messenger did not reach them, but through reason, they understood that there is a creator. Because there are certain things, there are certain, reason in fact is one Rasul. Reason also is one messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with reason. And the ability to use our intellect by studying the universe to determine that there is a creator. So long as they believe in the fact that there is a creator, Even though they may live a life of disobedience, they may live a life that is not in harmony with what that Creator demands from them, they still will not be punished. But if they, through their own reason and intellect, come to the conclusion that there is no Creator and they disbelieve in the existence of a Creator, then they will be punished. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ. We shall not punish a community and a people until we send a messenger unto them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.